It's Monday, August 8th, 2022. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. The U.S. House approved a package of bills in late June to address the growing threat of fire and drought in the West. It includes grants to help communities in Nevada defend themselves against devastating wildfires. Shelby Herbert has the story.
With an extraordinary drought underway, the National Interagency Fire Center predicts above-normal wildfire potential in the Great Basin area throughout the next month. However, $1 billion in bipartisan infrastructure law funding could help communities across the country plan for these disasters. In Nevada, the Wildfire Defense Grant will fund up to $250,000 to update community protection plans and conduct outreach, as well as up to $10 million for resilient infrastructure projects. The measure will also permanently increase wildland firefighter pay to a minimum of $20 per hour. U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada encourages local and tribal governments to apply in order to protect their communities. Shelby Herbert, KUNR News.
Authorities say more human remains have been found at the Lake Mead National Recreation Area east of Las Vegas. It's the fourth time since May 1st that remains have been uncovered. That's because the lake's shoreline is retreating at the shrinking reservoir between Nevada and Arizona. National Park Service officials say rangers were called Saturday morning after skeletal remains were discovered at Swim Beach. Park Service officials say the Clark County Medical Examiner's Office will try to determine the time, cause, and manner of death as investigators review missing persons records. Authorities have speculated that more remains may be discovered as the water level at Lake Mead continues to recede. Hundreds of hotel guests trapped by flash flooding that occurred on Friday at Death Valley National Park were able to drive out after crews cleared a path for them, but roads choked with rocks and mud or damaged floodwaters remain closed. The National Park Service says it's conducting aerial searches in remote areas for stranded vehicles. No injuries are reported from the torrential rains. The park near the California-Nevada state line weathered 1.46 inches of rain. That's about 75% of what the area typically gets in a year. Officials say park employees, also stranded by the closed roads, were continuing to shelter in place except for emergencies. U.S. senators recently talked about the costs of climate change and costs of new oil and gas regulations. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Part of the hearing focused on how climate change will increase costs for local communities and governments. That includes costs for washed out roads, water pollution from algae, and running out of water entirely. Shalini Vajala heads Refocus Partners, a firm that helps develop climate resilience projects. She says local communities need federal pathways to build infrastructure that can withstand climate change.
No single individual, family, or region is concerned with the total economic cost of climate change. Everyone's concerned with their own physical and financial security.
Others talked about a proposal to make oil and gas companies report more carbon emissions from things like vehicles that use their fuel. The industry argues that'd be expensive and could inflate energy costs even more while reducing new oil and gas production. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
And the Karuk tribe says a massive wildfire burning in a remote area just south of Oregon appears to have caused the death of tens of thousands of Klamath River fish. Tribal fishery biologists believe a flash flood caused by heavy rains over the burn area caused a massive debris flow that entered the river and sent oxygen levels plummeting to zero. The Karuk are working with the Yurok, another Northern California tribe, and state and federal agencies to fully understand what happened. They say the damage is likely limited to 10 or 20 miles of river. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.